Crazy for You by Jennifer Crusie. On a gloomy March afternoon, sitting in the same high school classroom she'd been sitting in for 13 years, gritting her teeth as she told her significant other for the 72nd time since they'd met that she'd be home at 6 because it was Wednesday and she was always home at 6 on Wednesdays, Quinn McKenzie lifted her eyes from the watercolor assignments on the desk in front of her and met her destiny. Her destiny was a small black dog with desperate eyes, so she missed the significance at first. She didn't miss anything else. The dog that her favorite art student held out to her was the canine equivalent of an exposed nerve. Wiry black body, skinny white legs, narrow black head. All of it held together with so much tension that the poor baby shuddered with it. It looked cold and scared and hungry and anxious as it struggled in Thea's arms, and Quinn's heart broke. No animal should ever look like that.
Oh!
Quinn rose on the word and went toward Thea, while Bill groaned and said, "Not another one."
"I found it in the parking lot."
Thea put the dog down on the floor in front of Quinn.
"I knew you'd know what to do." "Come on, baby."
Quinn crouched in front of it, not too near, not too far, and patted the floor.
"Come here, sweetie. Don't be scared. It's all right now. I'll take care of you."
The dog trembled even harder, jerking its head from side to side. Then it made a dash for the nearest door, which, unfortunately for it, was the storeroom.
"Well, that'll make it easier to trap and catch," Bill said,
his tone as cheerful and sure as always. It was always a beautiful day in the neighborhood for Bill, a man who'd taken the Tibbet High football.